Thank you for joining us again, Neil. Post-match this time.
Yeah.
That was enjoyable.
Yeah, it was brilliant. You know what was pleased more than anything? You know, forget next Saturday, because next Saturday's a long way off. The mental strength of this team. You know, people say it's only the Manchester Cup. I said to the lads, I want to challenge you. You know, how mentally strong are you? Can you get yourselves up for it? I've been told that we haven't won at home for 5 games. And, you know, and the lads were challenging. I thought some of the football today was unbelievable. And, you know, I said to the lads, I want to give Stanley Bridge sleepless nights for 6 nights. And, you know, we've got the likes of Halls and Jones and Donoghue and Gribbin and De Gruchy to come back in. But you look at that and you can't really single anyone out. I know Potts got man of the match, but I just thought some of the football in the second half was wow.
Yeah.
Was wow. And, you know, credit to everyone in that dressing room. You know, well done.
Now, I can go through the whole team here. Lavrikham's distribution was superb, to be fair. Wallerton, you wouldn't know he wasn't a right back. Some of the covering he was doing was superb. Guy Hall, like you say, was good. The midfield trio, though, Griffiths, Ennis and Potts. Vincent was sat next to me, so I didn't really say this out loud. But that's a hell of a trio in midfield.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And Griffiths is his first game, so he's only going to get better. Ennis has been exquisite all season, despite what anybody says. And Potts is the magician, and he's come back in MOM again today. But when you've got three lads like that in midfield who can get around the place, can create openings, have the experience to pull lads in when they need to do, you know, it makes your job a lot easier. You know, I found myself today having to coach in wide areas because Guy's been out for a bit and Wooler's have. But, you know, the three of them in there were brilliant. And, you know, I'm chuffed with them. I'm chuffed for everyone.
We mentioned how remarkable it is because that was Michael Potts. That was just Michael Potts. But he missed pre-season and he missed the opening couple of months of the season. So how's he managed to get to that?
He did and he didn't. You know, he's been doing this thing called CrossFit outside of football. He needed a break, but he got his buzz back for athleticism, you know, and he knows he went off the boil slightly last season, but he's come back recharged, refreshed. There was a moment in the first half where, if anyone was here, he received the ball off Jan, he took it on the half turn and split a pass for the goal, yeah. And it was just a wow moment. And, you know, if you watch that on TV tonight, people, you know, the pundits will be waxing lyricals and saying that's as good as what you'll see, and that's Michael Potts. You know, we're better now he's come back. But like I've said all season, we've got a good squad when everyone's fit, and, you know, we've just got to hopefully they return pretty soon.
Now, Gabbiadon, there was a moment, and you might not know this reference, but FC fans will know this reference. It was like watching Carlos Rocca back at Gig Lane, and that's some compliment I'm giving him there. But he's come from the North West Counties, he's raw, but there's a spark there, isn't there?
And
really is.
Listen, when I signed him, you know, I'm sometimes criticised for my recruitment being poor, but when I signed him, you know, we needed to do a lot of work with him. You know, when he went back out on loan and played a couple of games, a bit part, but we've done a lot of work off the field with him. And there was that moment in that second half where the ball fizzed through and he let it go on the outside of his foot and McCarthy nearly scored,
yeah.
And the roof nearly came off. It was a fantastic, fantastic piece of football. But we've got lads in the side that can do that. You know, they're exciting players, and yes, they're hard to find. Yeah, you've got to do a lot of work to find them, but they're here now and they're here to stay, hopefully.
No, great stuff. McCarthy, well done. we hinted at it, yeah, in our pre-match chat, didn't we? His performance has been
superb. Was excellent. And, you know, people again question when you send someone out alone, and how does it help you to trust the process? You know, we know what we're doing. You know, we signed Max from Stoke 23s, came in pre-season. He did brilliant, especially in Jersey. Started to get the season, scored against Atherton, flying, and then it just didn't happen for him. Then we got Russin and Grobwell Grant and Linney, and we needed to put him out alone, and he's gone to Skem. He's done exactly what we wanted him to do. His attitude's been fantastic. I mean, know how he's behaved while he's been at Skem, and he's come back and he's scored again on his second debut. But he's our player, and these are the players that we do a lot of work to find. You know, we find them, and, you know, he could be as good as what we want him to be, and he was excellent today. And if, like I said, if that goal went in, you know, the roof would have come down. I thought he was a very silly boy to try and take the penalty off Regan on the third one.
Well,
you know, just to try and dissuade Regs, you know. But you know, that's what strikers do.
That was amazing, by the way. I've left the player who scored a hat trick to last, Regan Linner. I mean, we're running out of things to say about Regan Linner, I think.
I was asked before the game if I'm gonna leave him out, if I'm gonna rest him. I said, you know, when the kid's in that vein of form, you ask any striker, they don't want to miss a beat, and he's played, you know, pretty much every minute of every game. First half took him off today, which was deserved, to get a, you know, standing ovation. We've just got to enjoy watching him, because we're not going to be watching him for very long. I'm telling you, this kid's got a move in him, and it's brilliant, you know, the work that he's done. Yeah, we've nurtured him, we've brought him here. He's a god. They love him, you know, as they love Sunday. And he's working so hard at his game, and if he doesn't get a move, then I've no idea who would. But he's a special talent, and I just encourage everyone just to keep enjoying watching him play, because January might be upon us before we know it, and he goes and gets that dream move. But if he does get that dream move, I'll be the first person to wrap my arms around him and tell him he deserves it. Wonderful talent. And when you've got a Linney at the top end of the pitch, you know you're always going to score goals, and that's what we're doing at the minute. I think that's 16 for the season for him already.
Yeah, it's a sensational one he's on at the moment, and that second penalty was superb, wasn't it?
Mm.
Stalybridge Bridge is a long way off, but the last time we played an open game against an opponent like this, I think, was Liversidge away, and then we saw what happened the next game. They closed up shop and were very effective. Something probably similar is likely to happen, I think, next week back in the league.
They'll do that. You know, I think, and that's up to Chris Wilcox and his coaching staff, what they want to do. We just got to try and put our DNA on the game next week and hopefully, you know, go away with the right result. And a lot of people say it's only the Manchester Cup and you prefer it in the league. I prefer the Manchester Cup and I prefer the league as well. So, you know, it'll be a difficult game. We always know that playing teams back-to-back isn't good. Gives them the incentive when they've been beat heavily here. But we will prepare no different. We'll be in Tuesday, we'll be in Thursday. We'll hopefully get some bodies back. You know, the team will be changed next Saturday. We've been through a lot of the team, but I just want to pay particular attention. I think you're watching somebody else who could go a long way in the game, and that's Finn Armstrong. You know, it's going at left side, his centre-half today. Looked like he played 100 league games there, and I'm sure that, again, we've got a real talent there, and he slotted in there like he played it all his career, and I thought he was immense. And, you know, for me as a manager, you got a headache because you leave Jones and Hulls out. Pelinkas comes in and does well, and Guy Hull does well. It shows what the depth of the squad we've got. But all I say to the lads is that there's a lot of games, including Manchester Cup and Europe and league. You know, everyone will play the part in this season, but if we stick together, keep challenging each other, then who knows what we can do this season.
Yeah, there was one player I missed. That was Jan Pelinkas. Mm-hmm. And there was a Franz Beckenbauer moment, wasn't there, where he got the ball here and suddenly he nearly tapped it in. We're amazing. But it's just been a great performance. And just a final thought, really. The atmosphere was pretty good here today. I think the Saturday game worked.
Listen, didn't it, to come out of the numbers today, you know, and cheer the lads on. Don't ever say that we disrespect this competition. These fans are incredible, and they came out, and I could see before the game it was filling up, the noise that they generated. Yeah, everyone likes to see winning football and goals, but massive credit to everyone, and the people that you talk to on the way around saying that, you know, this has been coming all season, and people are enjoying the football, and, you know, one or two people saying ignore the social media side and all that. Listen, you just do. It's part of your job, and you just got to get on with it. And as long as we win, as long as we're playing well, as long as the people go home happy, then I can put a smile on my face.
Great stuff. Well, we'll catch up again next week back in the league. Brilliant. Good news, by the way, just before you go.
Yeah.
Hyde United almost took top spot. They needed to win 8-0. 7-0.
So 7-0?
So we stay top. Because obviously Bamber Bridge, if they won, they would have gone top. Hyde needed to win by 8 goals.
Against Bamber Bridge?
They went down to 10 men. And then the floodgates opened.
Oh,
so,
right, okay.
So we're still top.
No,
so
that's good.
That's how
good
we end this interview.
That's good news.
Back to the league next week. Thank you so much, Neil, for joining us. And congratulations again.